Hello, and welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I am the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I have in the studio Michael Martillon, the head of the Telluride Tourism Board, and we are talking about what makes Telluride so special around the holidays and also in winter. I'd like to welcome Michael Martillon to Travel Fun. Hi, Michael.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to have you here. And obviously, people that don't live in Telluride, even people that do, they automatically think about Telluride and the mountain. And it truly is spectacular. But let's back off from that for just a moment and jump into all of the other aspects of what to do in Telluride in the winter.
When you're off the mountain in Telluride, you could possibly find yourself being in a neighborhood in Manhattan with the culture and the shops and the food and the dining and AHA Art School or the Telluride Theater. It's just amazing the kaleidoscope of things that you can like be doing and not be skiing.
It truly is. And I like how you said neighborhood in Manhattan, because Telluride has such a glorious neighborhood feel, sophisticated neighborhood feel. And it's a National Historic District and all of the marvelous Victorian architecture. So just being there is a delight to behold. But it's true, the feel, the rhythm, the energy.
Very much so. I can't explain. I went to a theater production a couple of months ago, and I walked out and I thought to myself, "Wow, that was better than anything I saw off Broadway." So the talent and the intellectual capital in this town is just fabulous to just get the vibe and the energy when you're walking down the street.
You're so right, and you mentioned intellectual capital. I think we can also say cultural capital, whether it's people that live and work here or they're part-time residents and they have connections. For example, I guess an immediate example might be the showing of War Horse at the Palm just before Christmas time, before its official release.
We have a number of connections literally all over the world that allow us to see and do things that people around the country don't necessarily get the opportunity, or they get the opportunity after we get the opportunity. I mean, the Telluride Film Festival, I know that's summer, but it is one of those things that would happen throughout the year, and they offer films for us to see throughout the year, including the wintertime, that allow people to see things that they wouldn't normally have the opportunity to.
And the same thing can be said about the Telluride Jazz Festival. They have
Very
different
much.
Concerts throughout the year. And what I have noticed is, I think I'd like to say that I lived in Saratoga Springs, New York, which is just about 3 hours north of Manhattan. I lived there for quite a while before moving to Colorado. And I did not experience so much culture there, even though they have a vibrant cultural scene, particularly in the summer. But I've experienced more in this little remote town of Telluride. And the reason is because this is such a special place. The artists want to come here.
Well, and you end up running into it. You can't get away from it here. I mean, the magic pulls you in, and you end up just living in it wherever you go when you walk up and down the street. It's hard not to run into culture in Telluride.
And, of course, you have the great lineup of events at the Sheridan Opera House.
The Sheridan Opera House. As well as, the Sheridan Opera House has fabulous events all winter long, and they've got the Telluride Theater, which is a local theater group that merged. There was a Squid Show theater group, and then there was a Telluride Repertory Theater, and they were operating as two separate units. they recently merged, and now they have Telluride Theater, and they're producing shows at the Sheraton Opera House.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the concerts that are happening there this winter, as long as we're talking about the Opera House. By the way, I often encourage people, when they are in town, to just step into that little gem of an opera house. Even if it's the middle of the day, most of the time, it's open. And just to peek in to this historic venue where so many of America's greats have performed.
And you immediately get transformed about 100 years back. And you can imagine the limelight literally on the stage. And it's a magical place. There is magic up and down the street. I mean, it's hard not to run into it. I think there is magic on the mountain. And I believe that, I don't know, maybe it's we have more negative ions than most destinations. Negative ions make you feel a lot better. And I feel like there are more negative ions here because the culture and the vibe, it's a magical place.
Let's talk a little bit about what to do here for people who do want to get out and embrace the outdoors.
Well, take your pick. You know, do you want to go snowshoeing or Nordic skiing or ice cliff climbing, or would you actually like to ski or snowboard? I mean, it's not just skiing or snowboarding. I mean, I do. It is amazing when you go up on the mountain and you just look. The views that we have, the feeling that you get when you see those views, it's kind of indescribable. When people go back, and we've noticed that when people go back home, I try and relate it to, they treat Telluride like an old girlfriend or an old boyfriend, and that is you don't talk about it unless someone asks you about it, and then you can't shut up. And what we have is these people that absolutely fall in love with the destination, but they want to keep it a secret because it's like their place. And that's part of what we're trying to do at the Tourism Board, is to convert those people to brand advocates rather than keeping that secret, letting other people know what a fabulous place it is so that they can appreciate and love the place as well.
Right. Now, talk a little bit about that approach, because that is interesting. And once again, for those that just tuned in, I'm visiting with Michael Martelon, the head of the Telluride Tourism Board. So do you have sort of a different approach to marketing Telluride than others have had in the past?
I do. I believe that we need to really know who our customer is. So I reached out. This is kind of boring stuff, but I reached out to the lodging community and got their guest databases. And I'm not looking at them. I'm just profiling them so that we know who to talk to and what, you know, what are their attitudinal behaviors and what do they read and where do they go when they're not in Telluride and why, what keeps them coming back to Telluride? Because we have an unbelievable loyalty of people that are back here every single year. And that's the kind of thing that we want to tap into, because those people are going to look like other people that we want to talk to. So it's not as much the glossy ads and the travel and leisures and things like that. It's internet advertising and direct response. So we're actually sending letters and offers to people that we know will like Telluride, but they don't necessarily know about it.
So who are these people that visit Telluride?
Well, I can
give you according to your research.
Well, according to my research, it's actually I just released it, but it's the baseline of it, but they tend to be on the wealthier side of the spectrum. The feeder markets are Atlanta, Chicago, New York, and Dallas and Houston. But more importantly, I think that I would have to get a little bit more into the back end of that data to really be. I want to give you what you want, but I can't give you what you want right now.
Why?
Because I don't. I've got a 287 page document that I have to read before I give that to you. But we're going to end up reaching out to them, and we're not going to. I'm pulling back the advertisements because I'm an ad guy, and I know you run an ad and you reach 100,000 people, and your response on that may be 1%. I want to talk to people one to one, and talk to them about what I know they'll like about the place, instead of trying to convince a lot of people about what kind of place we are.
Sounds good. I can't wait to hear the final report. Do you want to hear some of my impressions?
I would love to.
Chairlift rides and being a ski instructor and chatting with people, and also being somebody who has been dialed into the hospitality industry for many years. My impression is that most of the people that come to Telluride, they are sophisticated, and they have a big appreciation for natural beauty and also for authenticity and authentic experiences.
Right.
None of this big, big cookie cutter stuff that you find at other glitzy places. But I would say they're looking for a genuine, authentic experience.
Right. And we're kind of the antithesis to Disney. We are not Disney, and we never will be Disney, and we don't want to be Disney. When you come here, it is as though you're going to a European resort. But there's also the funky side, you know. I mean, the high end, the sophistication, that is absolutely there. But there's a funky side to that, and there's a young, hip energy that runs around this town as well.
Absolutely. And that's why I find myself often comparing Paris to Telluride, because that is an incredibly authentic place, genuine place, beautiful place. And you definitely have a funky hip side, and that's going on in all the cafes around Paris. So anyway, I just thought I'd add that.
Very much so.
I'd add that.
You can't say authentic, though. I mean, You know, when you're as actually cool as Telluride, you can't go say I'm cool, because then the minute you do, you're not. You just need to be it. And that's part of what makes Telluride Telluride.
Okay, so we won't be seeing that slogan on any future ad campaigns for Telluride, that the cool place to be.
You will not.
Right.
Nor, although we're unbelievably authentic, we won't be using that either. I mean, there's a headline that ran in an ad recently that was perspective, and the payoff was fresh on the mountain and in the valley. That is something that, because your perspective is going to be different than my perspective, which is different than anyone, right? So everyone has their own perspective. So it's those kind of things that we want to, because they're sophisticated, they're going to be able to draw on those kind of, you know, that kind of messaging.
This is great. I'm loving this. I am talking with Michael Martelin, head of the Telluride Tourism Board. And we are going to take a short break. Know that I will be posting this interview as a podcast on my blog, bonjourcolorado.com. And we are going to be talking in the second part of our interview about some more of the events happening here in Telluride in the wintertime, and also Michael's fresh perspective on this town. I like it. Be right back.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I am visiting with Michael Martelon, head of the Telluride Tourism Board, and I think we've had some fun talking about the type of visitor that comes to Telluride and what they're like and what they're looking for, and they certainly seem to be in a unique class.
Indeed.
Wouldn't you say that?
They are in a unique class. I think that there's a certain type of person that appreciates Telluride. It is, it's not the easiest place to get to, but when you're here, you kind of like don't want to leave. We've had events where people from all over the world are actually coming here, and they don't know anything about Telluride. And when the event's done, they say to themselves, "Oh, I wish I would have known." And I say, "Known what?" And they said, "I wish I would have known about Telluride because I would have stayed longer." So it definitely is a place that when you're here, you don't want to leave.
And the thing is, there really is so much to do, as you brought up earlier. And in addition to the obvious, the whole mountain life and skiing on the mountain and Nordic skiing on the valley floor and elsewhere, and doing all kinds of great wintertime activities, there is a vibrant cultural scene and so many events. And we just had a big event here, Noel Night, which is so much fun, and it's so animated.
Noel Night is very, it's a slice out of some old-time cover of a magazine. I mean, it's very much a locals thing. They don't really promote it anywhere but in town. And you actually walk into shops and there are pastries there or goodies that people end up, you know, they put out spreads for their shoppers. And then you come up to the register at the end of your shopping and you pull your discount off out of a box that goes anywhere from 10 to 50.
And that typically happens the first Wednesday of December. And I often say to people, come for early season skiing. And it already looks like a winter wonderland here by Thanksgiving.
It does.
And just come do some shopping, have fun. And so that's a great way to kick off the holiday season. And then there's also an old-timey activity out at the Schmid Ranch, which is a very historic place. And that's something, all these events are listed on the Telluride Tourism Board website.
They are. You go to calendar. The Schmidt Ranch, I think you can cut your own Christmas tree. That's also very much an old fashioned. The heritage of Telluride really comes out in almost everything we do. And the heritage from Telluride is a mining heritage. And then it flips over into a hippie kind of heritage, which you know, the drugs that they did back in those days are one thing. I don't think that they're as rampant these days, but that hippie culture is very much a vibrancy in town that people love.
I agree, and it makes Telluride real, and that's nice.
Authentic.
Authentic. Michael, let's give the website. That is visittelluride.com.
It is.
Because you have so much information on there about the events. You have lodging, shopping.
We have pretty much anything you would want on. We have our visitor's guide that is printed and we send out to people is actually online as well. And if you go to the visitor's guide, you'll find a little mouse in the corner of certain articles. And those are connected to podcasts and more content. So the visitor's guide is one piece of content. And then we have online content that goes even deeper and profiles locals like Bobby Brown, Joyce Allred. These are folks that have been here for quite a long time.
Bobby Brown of the cosmetic, beauty and cosmetic world. In fact, we've done an interview together, and she's provided some of her best products have been inspired by her Telluride experience.
Indeed.
You know, dealing with dry weather and all of that. since we're talking about Bobby Brown and we just talked about Noelle Knight, let's talk about the shopping scene in Telluride, because I think it's fantastic.
The shopping scene is fantastic from Two Skirts on. You're going to know more of these shops than I will, but Telluride Arts, there's the shopping. You just walk up and down the street, and then you hit the side streets. And Noelle Knight really kind of highlights that when you're walking up and down the street. But the shopping here is it's authentic as well.
It's very boutique-like. And certainly we don't have anything that even remotely resembles a big box store, nor one of the big, big, big names, which, you know, I think they're terrific. But I'd prefer to keep Prada out of...
Right.
Out of Telluride.
Prada and McDonald's will never make it.
Right,
here.
Right. So, no, it's all about charm and really some, you know, you have mountain lifestyles, mountain home, and all kinds of outdoor gear and really everything you'd want to find in Telluride. Just as the dining scene is very unique.
Our dining scene is just, it's awe-inspiring when you walk up and down the streets. We, as I told you, I am from Boston, and when you're from Boston, you tend to be a food snob. And so when I came to Telluride, I was worried that they wouldn't have the cuisine that I was looking for. And as it turns out, they've gone over the top with the type of cuisine and the levels of it, from family type to fine dining. And I'm friends with those people from, you know, Chad Scotthorne over at Cosmos and Honga's. And I mean, these people run around town and then they have these restaurants that are just anywhere. You could go anywhere in New York and they can hold their own against them.
Run around town. Are you kidding? You run into them on the ski slopes.
There you go.
That's what's fun. And it is that whole culture of Telluride that permeates the experience, you know, the mountain experience, the town experience, and everything that people love. And, you know, you chat people up on the gondola and find out that they were serving you the night before, or maybe cooking your dinner or whatever. Going on with the events, there's the Snowboard Cross World Cup, which has really created so much animation here in Telluride right before the holidays, right before Christmas. And I love the international flavor during that time. It's really
well
fun.
And even, I mean, there's a tremendous international flavor, and there's a tremendous international audience at that time that's seen Telluride. And I'm trying to get them down into town a little bit more, right? Get them off the mountain, you know. It's great to be up on the mountain, but come shoot in town a little bit. But the audience that sees the World Cup internationally is pretty amazing. You're talking at least 30 million people actually see the mountain. And what I would love them to see is town and the core of the mountain. And what they see is these great, they're very talented people. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the World Cup is just a spectacular event in our town. But it's a spectacular event that goes international.
And it is nice to have that. And then, my goodness, there's just so much to say. What I think is important to bring out is that even if you aren't a skier or a boarder, you can have a fantastic time in Telluride. And this is something, you know, I teach skiing on the mountain, and I do have a lot of ladies, and they almost feel, some of them feel, oh, you know, they've got to embrace this sport because their husband or boyfriend does. And I said, listen, this is the greatest thing, you know, the family that skis together, stays together, and just share that passion. And you don't have to ski every day. You can go to the spa. You can shop. You can go on a snowshoe tour. You can go to the museum or take an art class at AHA. There's
right.
really so much.
And a bookbinding class at AHA. I mean, the bookbinding classes, the people come from all over the world, literally, because the bookbinding studio that we have here is internationally renowned. But the skiing, it's got to always be considered just part of it. Skiing is one element that, now the skiing is unbelievable. I mean, it's just jaw-dropping beauty. And the runs go, you know, you don't have to be a fabulous skier to ski here. You've got the steep and deep and the black and the cliffs and all that stuff, which I would never go on. But you've also got the greens and the blues that are just these runs that go on for forever. And you don't even have to be a good skier to go down them. And it's just, and quite honestly, that's where I go, right? So I'm just flying down the hill and it's just so calm and easy. And you don't have to go skiing every day, though. There's plenty to do. And, you know, hanging out in the spa or shopping around the galleries or just kicking around the core. It's the vibe that you're looking for. And the vibe is everywhere. It doesn't really matter where you go. You're going to pick up on it.
I am visiting with Michael Martelon, the head of the Telluride Tourism Board. And the website is visittelluride.com. Michael, let's do a 180 here and talk about the summer real fast and one event in particular that's hot news, and that's it appears that the pro cycling bike race, well, obviously, is coming to Telluride. So.
The U.S. Pro Cycling Challenge, and it is. We got word. I got word earlier in the week, and I had to sign a confidentiality agreement, and then the local newspaper ended up, not the local, but the Denver newspaper ended up launching a story that the pro cyclists didn't really want them to launch, but they did it anyway. So now that the secret is out and we are the first stage finish. So, I mean, in America, this is the event. You know, it's only 2 years old, but it has taken the state and quite honestly, the country. I looked at the press clippings that has happened in literally the past 24 hours, and they span the entire country and the globe. So the pro cycling tour, we're very much looking forward to. It's happening in August, and it will be here August 20th, finishing right on Main Street Telluride, and the festival after the finish, where they'll award the jerseys, will be in Town Park.
So, fantastic. And what a setting for the podium ceremony,
right,
in Town Park.
The setting will probably take a little bit away from the race, and they don't really realize that yet, but we're looking forward to that.
Well, I can say I've attended the Tour de France, and that was pretty spectacular. But really, this event in Telluride, I'm sure it will rival it.
Indeed.
Indeed. Once again, I've been visiting with Michael Martelon. And check out the Telluride Tourism Office's website. It's visittelluride.com. There's lots of information. Michael, thank you so much for being a guest on Travel Fun.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great winter.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Can use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay.
Come on, fly with me. We'll float down in the blues.